Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Disc Order Radio. Big announcement out of Ottawa today. Two pipelines have been approved, including the highly contested Kinder Morgan pipeline. Much the chagrin of many here in BC, including DOA. Here's Pipeline Fever to kick it off today on Disc Order Radio.
Pipeline Fever, it's running rampant. Pipeline Fever, goddamn, that's clamping. Pipeline Fever, for the bitch you man. Pipeline Fever, all your company give a damn. We know what they'll say and we know what they'll do if they get their stinking pipeline through. And when the pipeline leaks and that tank of history, they'll disappear the money and leave it to me and you. Pipeline Fever, thank you on our reef. Pipeline Fever, broken promises. Pipeline Fever, better cease and desist. We know what they'll say and we know what they'll do if they get their stinking pipeline through. And when the pipeline leaks and the tanker hits a reef, they'll steal all the money from me and you and me and you and me and you. Yeah. Pipeline Fever, got the railway too. Pipeline Fever, gonna push it through. Pipeline Fever, yeah, we're getting screwed. Pipeline Fever, we're together. Pipeline Fever, that's in a trap. Pipeline Fever, gonna take that rap. Pipeline Fever, I think it's crap.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Pipeline Fever from DOA, from their Hard Rain Fallen album that was released last year, ahead of the No Pipelines tour that they did. That is a fitting opener today, considering the news out of Ottawa. Matt Muse is here, Kat is here as well, as part of the Discord Radio Collective. Yes, much to the chagrin of many here in BC, the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline has been approved. In fact, there is a rally happening as we speak right now, organizing in front of the CBC, the corner of Georgia and Hamilton. Feel free to head on down there and voice your opinion. Yeah. You know, this show is a music show. We're not going to get into too many politics, but yeah. We'll get Kat's mic turned up here.
It's a disappointment.
Yeah.
For sure.
Energy versus, or economy versus the environment. It is always, it's a bit of a balancing act. And unfortunately, BC seems to be getting the short side of the stick here, to say the least. We'll let the people, the experts, talk about this one. I'm sure this is something we're going to be hearing about lots in the future, in the weeks, months, years to come. But nonetheless, a bit of a somber tone here in BC with this latest news. Again, if you want to go down and voice your opinion, go to 700 Hamilton Street, corner of Hamilton in Georgia. A rally organizing right now as we speak in front of the CBC. Okay, well, maybe we can try to bring in some happier news and talk about the charts this week.
Sure thing.
Let's do that. Let's count down the top five most played albums of the week here on CITR, as organized every week by our lovely music director, Mr. Andy Resto.
Yeah, so number five is Swim Team's Out of the Flood with Correspondent, which has been a really hot album recently.
Nice. Number four this week, Tons with the album Royal Mountain Tons, by the way, a bit of an indie Canadian super group featuring Mike O'Neill, The Inbreds, Chris Murphy of Sloan, and Matt Murphy, no relation, of the Super Friends. And they're on the week this they're on the charts this week at number four.
Third is Moth Mouth with Mirror Universe, which is self-released.
Number two this week is Lossal with Monument Builders off the Cranky label.
And number one is Daniel Terrence Robertson with Death from Heavy Lark.
All right, Daniel Terrence Robertson, number one this week. He played an album release show earlier in the month that we previewed here on CITR, and now he's up at number one. The track we're going to play today is called She's Transfigured. DTR, Daniel Terrence Robertson, number one on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Music continuing right now. This is The Slackers. They're playing a 25th anniversary show this weekend at the Rickshaw. Cooking for Tommy from the Red Light album on Discord Radio. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, legendary ska band The Slackers from Brooklyn, New York. They are touring through the West Coast as part of their 25th anniversary show, or 25th anniversary tour, I should say. And this weekend, they got a show in Victoria on Friday. And then right here in Van City, Saturday night at the Rickshaw, with a bunch of bands, including The Sentiments, The Valuables, and Space Chimp. It all gets underway at 8 p.m. The Slackers doing their thing for the 25th anniversary tour. Okay, well, we are joined right now by the editor-in-C, Britt B.
Hi.
Hello, welcome back to Discord Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I guess this is about one of your once-a-monthly visits.
I suppose so. This might even be twice in this month.
Ah, this is true.
Maybe.
Well, we wanted to bring you a bit early to give us a little sneak peek because we're going to be entering a brand new month as of Thursday.
We are, yeah.
And we don't have a new magazine yet as a reference point. So you're a reference point now.
I am the reference point. So the issue is actually printing on Sunday because it's a double issue. It's the December-January issue. And so we pushed it back a couple of days to have a few more days to work on the content. We're working on some really interesting articles. I suppose, actually, I'll tell you one article that we're working on. It is a guide to sneaking into the United States for musicians, because as you may know or maybe not, in the middle of December, the visas for traveling musicians are going to go up significantly for Canadian musicians wanting to travel to the United States. And that's not just musicians in a band having to pay what will now be around $600 per person to tour, but it's also anybody joining them, so anyone selling merch, anyone taking photographs of the band, so anyone related to a band that plans on touring is going to have to pay all this money or sneak into the States. And bands have been sneaking into the States for decades to play shows, so we're giving them a nice cheeky how-to guide.
Interesting. I would have thought, based on what happened a few weeks ago, would have been the opposite. You want to get people the key to sneak into Canada, but in a musical context, that makes a lot of sense. I'm surprised it's $600, though.
Yeah, I mean, even before, it was something around $400, so it's jumping. There are different nonprofit organizations on both sides of the border that are trying to bring that number down always, but especially with this like Trump future in the United States, I'm not sure that he'll be too keen on decreasing visas in any capacity. So visa fees, I mean. So, yeah, the whole results of the presidential election really changed the outlook of the article in a way, too, because, I mean, my guess and what's been happening already is that a lot of musicians in the local scene have been trying to get to Europe as much as they can. I mean, we have Kim Gray and Tim the Mute are in the UK right now. Casey Way just came back from Europe. So who knows? Maybe our article is going to be slightly out of date. But to say the least, Elijah Teed has done an incredible job with it. So we're really excited to share it.
Excited to see that. We're going to hear from Tim Mute later in the show, actually. Oh, we got some music from him queued up. Let's get away from all the dystopian talk of Trump and earlier we mentioned Trans Mountain. Let's shift into what's happening exciting this weekend in terms of Vancouver music and events.
Yes. Something that I've been looking forward to for over a month is the launch of Spruce Trap's new LP. It's going to be happening at Christ Church Cathedral. It's a free all-ages show, which is extremely rare for a Vancouver venue, of course. And it features Holy Hum and Ian William Craig. And that event is, well, CITR and Discord are sponsors of it. But it's being put on by Big Smoke, which is a local label that we have featured in the magazine before. It seems to be it's going to be a really special event.
It sounds like it. For those that are not in the know, Christ Church Cathedral is that big church at the corner of Georgia and Burrard. They just had a huge roof renovation this summer. You probably saw a lot of the construction. So this will be one of the first musical events with the brand new roof. Some great names on the bill. Holy Hum actually has played the CITR stage in the past at our at the Catalano Festival. They headlined the CITR stage back in 2014.
Holy Hum has been doing some really interesting projects, including founding his own label as well and doing several performances in smaller gallery settings that are all very intentional and deliberate. So I'm really excited to see what he will bring to this performance, just because I know that every performance he's doing now is very deliberate and intentional. I just looked up on the Big Smoke Vancouver Instagram page, and I saw that although they did renovate the roof, they kept the original beams, and they were built between 1894 and 95. I'm sure there's been a lot of weird choirs performing that space, wow. But it'll be nice to show those beams some experimental ambient music.
120 years of history. Amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to play all three of those acts right now to give this show the necessary hype it deserves. It's going to be a bit of a Discord Radio 3-pack.
Nice.
Spruce Trap into Holy Hum into Ian William Craig. You can check them all out this Saturday as part of the Big Smoke Christchurch Cathedral show. We're going to kick it off with Spruce Trap. This track is called Logan. Britt Bachman, thanks so much for joining us today on Discord Radio.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Come out to the Rio Sunday, December 4th for the UBC Film Sox annual Big Lebowski Beverage Garden. It's totally free.
Except the, you know, beverages.
And wear a costume to maybe win a prize. Doors are at 6 and the movie will start at 6:30 due to Reno. It's a 19 plus event.
Please abide.
Hey, this is Jimmy Shaw from Metric, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. A three-pack there from artists that are all playing as part of a very special Big Smoke Christchurch Cathedral show. One of the first musical performances at the brand new, well, not the brand new, but the very, very old Christchurch Cathedral with their brand new roof after this past summer's renovation. That last track was Set to Lapse by Ian William Craig. We also heard Holy Hum in there with Sorrow and Spruce Trap with Logan. All three of those acts are playing this Saturday at the Christchurch Cathedral. Okay, so it is the halfway point of the show, a little bit past actually the halfway point. Time for Shindig and our Shindig theme. Matt, you want to give it a crank it up over there in a second so the folks can hear it? Yeah. This is our new Shindig segment theme. You guys, are you digging it?
It's very groovy. Yeah.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Dora and Kat of the Discorder Collective are here. Night number 6 was last Tuesday. Dora, you were in attendance. I heard it was our most successful Shindig night to date.
Yeah, it was super exciting. It was full pretty much the whole time. Class Act Rap kind of brought their people and their scene from the city, and then Mirepoix showed up with the other kind of scene, so it was nice seeing those groups together in one space and experiencing the different kinds of music that they probably aren't really used to hearing.
How about Villain?
They didn't really bring anyone.
No
entourage? It was kind of sad. People kind of cleared out after Mirepoix. But whatever, they went.
And Class Act played first? Is that
yeah.
Correct?
So Class Act went first, and they were awesome. So much energy, really, really cool. And then
did their freestyle thing, ask people to throw out suggestions?
Yeah, they did.
Yep, very cool.
I suggested Quentin Tarantino because there's so much you could rap about in freestyle. Like, his name is fun. He has fun movies. Everyone knows it. And I was talking to Rohit after, and he was like, that would have been great. And I was like, yeah, I know it would have been great. That's why I suggested it.
You suggested it like in the moment, and they said no. They shut it down?
They didn't hear me. Oh. I was putting scare quotes around that. And then Mirepoix went, and they were also amazing. Mirepoix actually won that night, and are moving on to the semifinals, which are happening in January. And they were also really high energy, really fun, very different, but really beautiful, very haunting.
Nice. And we have a CITR connection with Mirepoix, too, do we not?
Kind of. Ivana, I have no idea how to pronounce her last name. Ivana B is in Mirepoix. She's the lead singer, and she's just kind of like around. She's around.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll tap her for an interview ahead of the semifinals in January.
Yeah, definitely.
Now that she's a little more accessible. Okay, it sounds like it was a very successful night. Last Tuesday, it's happening again this Tuesday, which is tonight, of course. Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East, just past Maine. And who do we have on the lineup for tonight?
So tonight is Carousel Scene, The Shit Talkers, and Viewmaster. I'm going to talk a little about Carousel Scene. They're a pretty new band. They have like a very fancy website, but not very much on it except kind of a biography. And their one song that's available to be listened to, Scenes, which is really beautiful. It's kind of like electro-pop is how they describe themselves, but I find them like very R&B-ish. It's Ashley Weiss, who sings, Calvin Kane, Terrence Tusdale, and Diane Ocampo. And Terrence and Diane are the newer members. It was first a duet group. And they all come from kind of like different backgrounds. They knew each other in like high school or something, worked together, didn't work together. And now they kind of just like do this new thing together.
I heard they're really into the 1975.
Oh, yeah. They love 1975, Weekend, Arctic Monkeys, which I find like so strange because listening to them, I thought they were, I don't know, that's not really the genre that I would have like tied them into. But they say they like it, so that's cool.
Why don't we give them a listen right now and you guys can decide for yourselves. So the first band we're hearing from tonight is Carousel Scene. And this track we're playing is called Secrets. Right here on Discord Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
The good times, how you love to leave your clothes off, dancing in the sunlight. And if I stare, baby, don't mind. There's something beautiful behind your eyes. I've been searching for this whole time. No, I love it when you're begging me to stay.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Carousel Scene with Secrets. They're playing as part of Shindig Night number 7 tonight. Thank you, Dora, for that info on the band. Kat, you're going to tell us about another band that's playing tonight.
Yeah, so another band that's playing is the Shit Talkers.
Did you just say that on the radio, Kat?
Oh, yes.
Are
I
you
did.
Talking shh on the radio?
Oh, yeah, only for Shit Talkers.
All right.
They're a really gritty, all-girl, awesome rock and roll punk band. They're very East Van. They really center a lot on, like, East Van and life and, you know, sort of, I guess, like, less polished life, you know, in a less polished, like, area. I think there's a really, like, distinct... You have to be really, like, tough in general if you're kind of a young person in somewhere like East Van. That might be a little more, you know, suspicious. So they're all pretty gritty and stuff.
I wonder if the non-tough East Vanners out there would agree with you on that one. Or would agree with the Shit Talkers on that one. Nonetheless, I do like one of their videos. They featured Bonds on Broadway quite prominently in one of their videos, which is an East Van institution. So props to them for that.
Yeah, they definitely seem like local legends. I couldn't find much music. There wasn't a lot to like find online, but it definitely seems like they really exist like out there in the local atmosphere.
All right, so we're going to hear from them tonight as part of Shindig Night number 7, along with the Carousel Scene. And we're going to feature another band afterwards. But right now, what is the track we're going to hear from the Shit Talkers called?
We're going to hear East Van from
Classic.
Them. So there you go.
All right, let's do that. Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, The Shit Talkers with East Van. Prior to that, we heard Carousel Scene with Secrets. Both those bands are playing as part of Shindig Night number 7 tonight at Pat's Pub, along with a third band, which is called...
Viewmaster. They recently released an album on Bandcamp January of 2016, and it's free to download, so if you like the track, you should get on it. They're pretty new, but they've already played at Music Waste earlier this year. So they're getting out there. And in November, they played with Future Star, which was a band that played the first Shindig. So, well, this year. So, yeah.
All right. So there you go. The three bands we're hearing from. We heard from Carousel Scene. We heard from the Shit Talkers. And now to round it out, this is Viewmaster. What's the name of the track we're going to play there called?
Pull.
All right. There you go. Pull by Viewmaster. Rounding out our Shindig 3-pack here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm here to talk about this band called Want, featured in the November issue of Discorder magazine. Want is an acronym for We Are Not Things, and they're a three-piece hardcore punk band, and they just recently opened for the band Gloss, also known as Girls Living Outside Society Shit. And who they describe as the most important punk band or American band to have ever happened. And so Want is following in that same hardcore punk style, very intense short bursts of music. They're a three-piece all-female band, and they also want to avoid the categorization that female bands get, especially in the punk scene, as trying to stand next to the male punk bands. So instead of categorizing them as a female band, they would just want to be known strictly for their music. So if you're into punk or any sort of hardcore scene, they're definitely something to check out. They did open for Gloss, who is now broken up, who was a pretty big cult following, and they play in all ages shows. That's the kind of just they're going for, so you don't actually have to be 19 to see them. Anyways, definitely check them out. They're great, very intense, and if you need something to de-stress to while doing finals or whatnot, definitely give them a listen here on 101.9 CITR.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Connor Robertson, for that audio feature on the band Want. The track there, We Are Not Things. You can read all about Want this month in Discorder Magazine. Still relevant for two more days before we enter into the brand new month starting on Thursday. That almost wraps up our show for today. Thanks, everybody who was involved, including the Discorder Collective, Dora and Kat. Hopefully you guys will be cheering hard at Shindy Night number 7 tonight. Matt Muse working the board, and Britt B, the editor-in-chief, who came in earlier to give us a teaser on December. She also wanted to drop off a book here, a book called A Series of Dogs by John Armstrong. The name John Armstrong sounds familiar. Well, he is in the band The Modernettes. Modernettes were a Vancouver punk mainstay back in the late 70s and early 80s. Armstrong, along with Mary Jo Kopechne and Buck Cherry, as well as Jughead, made up of the Modernettes. Anyways, John Armstrong has just written a memoir called A Series of Dogs, which is a memoir all about dogs. And there's a special night happening at Lanaloo's tomorrow night. It's a bit of a launch event. The Judies, punk band The Judies, are going to play the event. Lanaloo's, by the way, 362 Powell Street in Vancouver. I wonder if the Modernettes are going to play, or if maybe John will get up on stage and sing with The Judies. Not so sure, but nonetheless, we wanted to at least give them a shout out for this event. So if you're interested, if you like dogs, if you like the Modernettes, if you like punk, and if you like quirky things in Vancouver, come check it out tomorrow night, Lanaloo's, 8 p.m. And in honor of that, we're going to end off the show today with one of their biggest hits. This is from their album back in 1979. It was their original EP called Teen City. The track is called Barbara. Stay tuned next for Mike's show, Flex Your Head. And we will talk to everybody this time next week, next Tuesday, right here on Discord Radio. Barbara by the Modernettes to close off the show today, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. There's a new little girl in my home.
class with Barbara.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.